Exclusions and restrictions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. Season refers to 5/10 to 5/14.
What's going on with the Chicago Cubs right now as they get ready to take on the St. Louis Cardinals? We'll ask David Kaplan from CSN Chicago tonight at 5:05.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Tell Michael not to let the sauce stick. Keep stirring it.
Henry says don't let the sauce stick.
I'm stirring it.
Listen, you know what to do?
Yeah.
Don't yeah me, Lois. This is important. Now make sure you leave the house when you make the call.
Spoiler alert. Lois doesn't leave the house when she makes the call. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. You're listening to us on 106.3 FM in Iowa City. That's the South Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, or all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Twins baseball on the way for you tonight. Lots of other stuff to get to. Great show. And it starts not at 5:05, it starts right now, but 5:05 tonight, we're going to be talking with the one, the only, Cap. David Kaplan from CSN Chicago is going to be with us. He's got a brand new book out just in time for Mother's Day. It's called The Plan. It's about the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs, and you know how I know it's a good book? My co-host, a noted St. Louis Cardinals fan, was spotted outside on the patio today during his lunch break, and he was reading the book.
It's a beautiful day to get outside.
Now, I know you can sit there and you can say that this was for show prep and it was because it was nice out. I think we're going to convert you. We're working on getting you turned over to the dark side.
I don't know about that, but I just like this book because we're going to talk about this because it has a big font and very, very thin, narrow margins.
Okay.
So it is
don't
perfect
say anything
for me.
To Cap about the bold type in the book. I like your book because the type is rather large.
It's very readable.
I understand we had another winner on Race to Win on the gym class earlier today. My general inclination when that happens is to play once early on this show. And if we don't get a winner, a second winner today, we'll play again in the 6 o'clock hour. If we do get a winner, then we probably will only play Race to Win one time today on this show. But that's okay because we've got even more for you to walk away with. Tickets to Kid Rock coming to the Iowa State Fair Sunday, August 20th. Be listening for your chance to call, and we'll have those tickets for you. The NBA Draft Combine is going on right now, and Monte Morris getting some love on ESPN2 earlier today. They were talking about how he would be a great fit with a number of teams. The San Antonio Spurs were mentioned. That's a team that's getting a little bit older and may look for a little bit of youth. Peter Jok was an alternate to the Combine. He's now participating. Obviously, relatively a one-dimensional player, but that one dimension that he does bring, he's extremely good at, and that's shooting. Both of those young men are part of the KGYM Radio poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Make sure you check them out on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. But who will benefit the most from attending the draft combine? Monte Morris, Peter Jok, a couple other options. They both will, or neither of them will, aka I guess their stock would remain the same. Vote now, vote early, vote often. KGYMRadio.com. Couple game sevens in the NHL last night. Stop me if you've heard this one before. The Washington Capitals,
they're
do
cursed.
Not advance.
Team that is truly cursed.
They're going to come up on Woodja today. And Jeff Downing, our associate producer, is going to join us in the studio because I've been talking about this all week long. I have what I believe is going to be the single greatest would you question that we have ever asked on this segment. I don't want you to let the cat out of the bag here, but it's one that I came across it over the weekend, and I said, I'd have to stop and think about that. I don't know the answer to it. It involves whether you would rather be a billionaire or would you rather make the same amount of money that you do right now. And that's, I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to spoil it, but we've got Would You coming up tonight at 5:30. As I said, at least one opportunity to play Race to Win, possibly more. The Gym Class did give away. Well, it's the station that gives it away. It's just when it is given away. But I know that the $100 a day in the month of May was given away. I guess I shouldn't say that. If you're tuning in and you don't know that the money's been given away, and I don't mention it, then you don't turn the radio off.
Stay tuned in.
So maybe I'm doing a disservice on the days where the money is given away on the Gym Class by saying, and I gave it away already. And like I said, we got the Kid Rock tickets. We got plenty of stuff to get to. The College Bowl lineup is out. We'll talk a little college football again today on the program because Paul Feinbaum made some comments a little while ago about the future of the Big 12, and he's now kind of doubling down on them, as a matter of fact. Reference made to the Titanic. And I'm a little surprised at taking a look on the text line. I was looking to see if we would get any reaction from the Goodfellas clip in the open of the program, if anybody would pick up on the reference as to why we would play that today in the open of the show. Nobody has. That would be the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. I'm hesitant to ask you this because the movie came out in 1990. Have you ever seen Goodfellas?
I have not.
Oh, God, Alex.
I know. That's fine. But I have not.
Okay.
I get this reaction all the time, so you don't need to feel bad about it.
All right.
Because pretty much all my friends, all the roommates I've ever had, have had the same reaction when they're asking me about pretty much any movie that they like.
Okay. Well, there's a scene in Goodfellas, the very end, when everything comes crashing down on top of Henry Hill, and it takes place, if you watch the movie, it shows you the exact date and time that the scene takes place. It's May 11th, 1980. So that was the reference today in the open of the program. I would use something sports-related. We don't necessarily have the rights to use anything that we would be able to use on the program today. So I thought, why not? Throw a little Goodfellas reference out there. 319-366-1600, that's also the number to reach us if you want to call in and join the discussion. We've got some NFL to get to today as well. CBS Sports is breaking down the Vegas win totals for NFL teams, and they started in the NFC North, and we'll run down the four teams, what the early over-under totals are and whether we would buy in at over or under. Some of them even numbers. Two of the teams are even numbers, so I guess a push could come into play there. We mentioned Washington losing to Pittsburgh last night 2-0. The other NHL final, Anaheim beat Edmonton 2-1. Former Cedar Rapids Colonels Mike Trout and Garrett Richards were at the game last night. I saw in watching a little bit of that on TV. Twins baseball coming up for you tonight as they take on the White Sox. We'll have details for that in just a little bit.
Oh, text line.
Do I want to know what's on the text line?
Probably people bashing my lack of movie knowledge.
I just see that the text line all of a sudden has lit up like a Christmas tree.
1078. I'm guessing he hasn't seen Scarface or The Godfather either.
Okay. Have you seen Scarface?
I have not seen Scarface.
Have you seen The Godfather?
I have seen The Godfather.
Which, just one, part one, or
yes,
have you seen all three of them?
Part one.
Okay, so there you go, Texter. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Couldn't seen one of the movies.
3946. What the deuce, Alex? What is your favorite movie?
Well, what is your favorite movie? Let's play Get to Know Alex Kuhn.
Do we still have the Tristan Cockcroft sound?
You are a little bit of a mystery, a little bit of an enigma to the listeners here, because for the longest time you were sitting where Jeff Downing is on the other side of the glass today. Favorite movie? Go.
My favorite movie of all time is Happy Gilmore. I am almost strictly a, not strictly, but I'm a huge sports movie and comedy movie fan. And beyond that,
okay,
my scope
Goodfellas
is very,
funny.
There's very narrow.
There's some funny moments in Goodfellas. Not a whole lot of them, but I guess maybe if you had a really dark... And I've said this before, that's one of the movies that when it's on, I will stop and watch it. Even though I've got it on Blu-ray at home, if I'm out, I will watch it. I almost missed the kickoff of a game that I was covering one year because it was on at the hotel, and I tried to get through the end of the movie before I got... I think it was maybe East Lansing or Ann Arbor, something along those lines. It was a trip out east somewhere, and it's, no, man, Goodfellas is on. I can't pull myself away during this.
Also, Snakes on a Plane. I kid.
That's good advice, by the way, Alex. You've got to watch the sauce. You have to stir the sauce. My wife does not believe me that pasta sauce can burn on the stovetop. It can. You have to make sure.
To stir it.
There's very good advice to be had in Goodfellas if you watch that particular movie. 366-1600. As we mentioned, the College Bowl lineup has been released. 35 bowl games again this year, kicking off on December 16th with the Air Force Reserve, not the Air Force, but the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl. I had to do a double take.
That's the 1AA game, though.
Is it?
I think that's the game that decides who is the champion of the HBCU schools.
Well, ESPN's got it listed on the schedule. I had to do a double take because I didn't know whether it was the Air Force Reserve Celebration, as in hold off on the party, or whether it was the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl.
Last year, Grambling beat North Carolina Central.
Okay.
So it's a FCS game.
Well, we've gotten to the bottom of that particular Scooby-Doo mystery, the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl.
That's a classic that usually kicks off bowl week.
I've got the mouse pad here that had last year's schedule on it. I think it's the same four bowl games that kick things off, although the Cure Bowl appears to be no more.
They got rid of that one. That was in Orlando. UCF and Arkansas State played in it last year.
Oh, what a shame.
And I think it was on CBS Sports Network. It didn't even get like an ESPN spot.
Oh, I bet that's why it's not on the list then, because I'm looking at something that ESPN put out. So I bet the Cure Bowl is still around. We started mourning the loss of that particular bowl game a little too early. Everything, by the way, is back to normal this year as far as the quote-unquote New Year's Six games. They're being played at their regular times because of the college football playoff and the weekend schedule that we've had the last couple years. December 30th is going to be the Fiesta Bowl and the Orange Bowl. And then on January 1st, traditionally starting off with the Outback Bowl and moving forward, the Rose kicks off at, I believe, 4 o'clock, as is tradition. And so we've got a little college football to talk today.
No Miami Beach Bowl.
No Miami Beach Bowl.
Is that it the Frisco Bowl, or do they change the name of it?
I don't know if they have the new name picked out yet for that particular bowl. I'm sure it's on the schedule somewhere. When was it played last year?
It was played very early.
It was played on December 19th last year.
Yes, and the Boca Raton and St. Petersburg Bowl are the only ones that I see at that time. So maybe they don't have a replacement for it, because all of these bowl games that I look on the schedule and see are ones from last year.
I tell you what.
Investigation Coon will get on this.
Because I feel like it, let's go ahead and cue this up and let's do it right now. Let's play Race to Win right now. And then we'll give the cue to call here momentarily, and you'll need to be caller number 6. And Jeff Downing will put you through.
Race to Win.
There we go. Give us a call right now. Caller number 6 to 319-366-1600. You're going to have a chance to win one of now 10 great prizes, including the grand prize, which is still available, the 6 tickets to this year's Indianapolis 500. We have given away the Pulsar watch from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. We did so on the gym class earlier today. And our first prize off the board, the Hurricane Grill and Wings $50 gift card. So if you're caller number 6, 319-366-1600, we'll play Race to Win with you when we return after this.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Mother's Day is just around the corner and the countdown clock is ticking. Don't miss out on the opportunity to deliver the smile that only comes from 1-800-Flowers.com. This Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers has beautiful bouquets guaranteed to show mom just how much you appreciate her. Right now, when you order a dozen multicolored roses for only $29.99, 1-800-Flowers will give you another dozen plus a vase absolutely free. That is 50% off the original price. With a beautiful mix of roses and rainbow of colors, these blooms are guaranteed to show mom that she is loved. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. A dozen multicolored roses for only $29.99, plus another dozen, plus a vase, all for free. It's truly an amazing offer. To order a dozen multicolored roses, plus an extra bouquet and a vase, all for just $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter the code Jacoby. That is 1-800-Flowers.com, code Jacoby. But hurry up, this offer ends on Thursday.
22 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock, welcome back to KGYM and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update coming up in just a few minutes. But first, as promised, we've got Tanner in Cedar Rapids ready to play Race to Win with us. Tanner, have you been following along?
I've been following along a little bit. I'm not going to troll you guys.
Okay, so there are now 20 spaces available. So the numbers that you can't pick, because they're off the board, would be numbers 4, 7, 10, and 24. Those were the Hurricane Grill and Wings and the Pulsar Watch. So without any further ado, pick a number between 1 and 23, excluding the numbers that we've used already.
Let's do 8.
Number 8.
Behind door number 8?
Acme Tools $50 gift card.
Okay, a $50 gift card to Acme Tools. Let's see if you can match that up.
How about number 20?
Behind door number 20.
Sunkist Portable Basketball Shooting Game.
That's a very nice $180 value there, the basketball game. But unfortunately, Tanner can't make you a winner today. Which, guess what, Alex? That means we will play Race to Win a second time coming up in hour number 2 of the program today.
That sounds good to me. We've had 3 winners, or 2 winners so far, and I thought that if you get 2 in one day, we have 3 less prizes, then we can only play once today if Tanner were to win, but we'll get to play one more time today.
All right, let's go ahead and do a Midwest One Bank Big Board update and move on with the program. Again, would you coming up today, 5:35 after David Kaplan of CSN Chicago. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are on the road. That's going to come into play later on because somebody is in action at Veterans Memorial Stadium today. It's just not the Colonels. They salvaged the final game of their 3-game series at Dayton last night. It took them extra innings to do so, but they were 6-5 winners over the Reds affiliate. Shane Carrier drove home the eventual game-winning run with a single in the top of the 10th inning. The Colonels now begin a 3-game series at Bowling Green. That first game is played tonight at 6:35. It'll be right-handed pitcher Sean Poppin, the scheduled starter for Cedar Rapids. With the Colonels out of town, that means that Veterans Memorial Stadium becomes the IIAC's playground. Their tournament got underway today with Coe hosting Luther. They actually played that at Daniels Park, I believe. Coe beat Luther 3-1. They advance and they take on Dubuque today. They take on number 1 seed Wartburg at 7:30 tonight. The Buena Vista Central game is going to determine who will face Dubuque at 4 o'clock. Those 3 games are played at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And postseason play begins tonight for the Iowa softball team. The Hawkeyes will face Wisconsin In the final game of the opening round of the Big Ten softball tournament in Ann Arbor, the Badgers took 2 of 3 games from the Hawkeyes during conference play. If Iowa wins tonight, as the number 11 seed, the Hawkeyes would face number 3 seed Ohio State tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
You think that the NHL is a little bit happy that there's no possibility of an Edmonton-Ottawa final? That Anaheim, at least a bigger market, is still in the playoffs?
Yes, to a certain extent, but I don't know if necessarily there's anything on the table here that the NHL's happy about.
That's true. But I will say this. At least their playoffs have been more intriguing. People, whether it's been on the text line or on Twitter, have been constantly talking about, all right, well, you guys going to talk a little NBA? I have no problem with the NBA, but here's what I'm finding with the NBA in the playoffs right now. No intrigue at all. You know who's going to be in the finals. You have 100% idea as to who is going to be in the finals. The Cavaliers have not lost a game. The Warriors have not lost a game. Maybe the Spurs or the Rockets trip up the Warriors and win one game in that series. I don't think Cleveland has much trouble with probably Washington, in my opinion. There is just absolutely no intrigue right now in the playoffs until the finals.
I'm taking a look on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Greg from Dubuque has been keeping up with Race to Win. He says 3 prizes have been revealed and no one has matched them up. So we do have people out there like Greg that are paying attention. A couple of the prizes already off the board, but the Indianapolis 500 tickets, the greatest value if you're into how much money things are worth. It's the 6 tickets to the Indianapolis 500. That Sunkissed basketball game from our friends down the street at Dr. Pepper, very intriguing as well. It's about $180 value to be had. David Kaplan from CSN Chicago going to be joining us tonight at 5:05. He's going to talk about his book, The Plan. Anthony Rizzo wrote the foreword for it, and I got through it last night, but the first chapter was all about Tom Ricketts and his family and their plan on how they were going to eventually become owners of the Cubs. And I usually judge a book on whether or not I can learn something about a topic that I already know just in the first chapter. And there were some things in there that I didn't know or had forgotten. Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the White Sox, played a major role in the Ricketts family, sort of earning the trust of Major League Baseball. And then the book goes on to walk you through the acquisitions of Anthony Rizzo from the Padres, whom the Cubs traded Andrew Cashner for, a deal that at the time wasn't exactly met with a lot of thumbs up in Chicago, because Andrew Cashner was top pitching prospect and pitching was very clearly the name of the game moving forward in baseball. But I think it's safe to say, even though Rizzo's struggling this year, that trade has paid dividends. So The Plan, it's a great book, and looking forward to talking with David. He's been on with us before, and unlike yesterday's guest, I think enjoys coming on the program. And we've had him on before, and hopefully we'll have him on again. But Cub fans, you're probably asking the same question. 17-17. Coming off another loss to the Colorado Rockies, what's wrong with this team? We'll ask Cap that. As a matter of fact, I caught a little bit of his program. He's an ESPN radio host on 1000 in Chicago, WMVP, Cap and Company. I listened to his podcast earlier today. He had, as a co-host, Jordan Cornett, the former Notre Dame basketball player, brother of former Iowa assistant coach Joel Cornett, of course, the late Joel Cornett. And Cap had some words for Joe Maddon and some of the things that he said after the recent losing skid in Colorado, where they dropped 2 of 3, citing sleep deprivation, among other things, as reasons why he thought the Cubs struggled a little bit. And let's just be honest, they're not playing their greatest baseball right now, and they're not getting very good starting pitching from a couple key members of their rotation. So a little bit of Cubs talk on the way at 5:05. I put that out there as a heads up for the people who complain we talk about the Cubs too much. But if you think we don't talk about them enough, you're going to absolutely love hearing from Cap coming up today. We're going to switch gears after this break, which is right around the corner here in just a few seconds. We'll talk NFL football. The Vegas win totals are out, and we're going to take a look at the NFC North. The Bears, Packers, Vikings, and Lions. Thumbs up, thumbs down, where do we stand? That's on the way after this.
At Hawkeye Title and Settlement, if we had our way, every house, every store, pretty much every building would be painted black and gold. But alas, ours is not a perfect world. Hi, this is Steve Anderson, and our Hawkeye-loving staff has accepted that fact. So, no matter what color residential or commercial property you're selling or buying, we're here when you need efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Sorry, black and gold paint sold separately. Hawkeye Title and Settlement of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
This bottom of the hour break is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
The trucks return to the track today in Kansas. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs, tax extra.
Danica Patrick here. I know the importance of communication, so when it comes to selecting equipment for my family or friends, I send them to Racing Electronics. Rent a scanner or fan vision from racingelectronics.com so that you can take in all the action from every NASCAR race. Watch live, unfiltered team communication from all the teams and drivers. You'll never miss a beat of what your favorite driver has to say. Hope it's me.
Well, we survived, kind of. We could have been 40th, so we'll just take what we can get.
After a six-week break, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series returns to action this week at Kansas Speedway in Kansas City, Kansas. Two practice sessions are scheduled today at the track for tomorrow night's Toyota Tundra 250. Matt Crafton says the Kansas track has gotten better in recent years as the still fairly new pavement continues to age.
It's been a love-hate relationship. We've had some really good runs there. I think we won two back-to-back there and finished second last year, so it's been pretty good here lately, but it's getting better and better with age. The asphalt's getting older and we keep getting able to move around more and more, and I like going there.
Our live coverage of tomorrow night's race is set for 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ferguson Facilities Supply has the products, services, and solutions facility and property managers need when and where they need them. We offer a vast array of janitorial, lighting, HVAC, hardware, safety, and plumbing products, and that's just the first half of our catalog. And with nationwide coverage, we deliver directly to your facility, making sure you have everything you need to get the job done. Because at Ferguson, relationships are the most important thing we maintain. Learn more at Ferguson.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
4:35, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. You can even catch us online, streaming anytime, anywhere, KGYMradio.com. Podcasts available for you as well, not just of this program, but for the gym class as well. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes leading the way every day between the hours of 3 and 4 o'clock. We got some tremendous things for you in store next week on the program. Some giveaways involving Fairfax, and we'll give you some more details about that before 7 o'clock tonight. Be listening for your chance to win between now and 7 as well. We've got the Kid Rock tickets to the Iowa State Fair concert. That is Sunday, August 20th. Jeff Downing, again, looking at me through the glass as if he would like to take those tickets home with him. Jeff, I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, station employees not eligible to win any of the prizes. How would that even work? He'd have to call himself and nope, not going to do it.
Well, it's in his hands.
But he's going to make someone very happy tonight.
He will.
By giving away
Jeff's a man of integrity. He would never do that.
By giving away the Kid Rock tickets. We've got a couple people on the text line that say they are waiting to pounce on the Sunkist basketball game, because I believe that's one of the three prizes where both squares have been revealed. But it's a crapshoot as to who, if you can get through, is caller number six. But there's none of this reserving spots in line or anything like that. Uh-uh. You got to be able to get through. And a couple people have asked me what it looks like. I have not seen it. Somebody just tells me it's worth $180. I go, okay, it's worth $180. I've got an idea in my head. I think I know what it probably looks like.
Do you think it would go well in people's man caves?
I think it would go well if you had a basement.
I know you hate that term.
If you had room for it, maybe put it in the garage. A lot of guys have stuff out in their garage. I have something in my garage right now. It's a mouse. And I've tried to get the mouse for the last 2 days now.
Did you try a trap with a little bit of peanut butter?
He's not taking the bait.
Are you using cheese or peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
Oh, okay. So you're doing it right. He's just not taking the bait.
And he's outsmarting me. And so for the last 48 hours, I've had to live with the fact that I'm being outsmarted by a mouse.
Well, at least it's in the garage and not the house.
And I'm sure this will now invite all of the PETA people to come at me for trying to. Mouse is not going to be humanely captured and relocated elsewhere. The mouse is going to meet its end, provided that it does trigger the trap at some point.
As you told me earlier in the week, you can't please everybody. So no need to apologize for it.
It's good advice to keep in mind, especially when you're in this business. David Kaplan would tell you that too. At the top of the hour, what are you going to ask Cap about? I'm curious as to how you will approach the interview as someone who's not a huge Cubs fan, but at least enough of a baseball fan to appreciate what went into building the 2016 World Series champion Cubs. Now, I know you're not going to call them a dynasty, as the title of the book, the jacket of the book says, but what are you looking forward to asking him about?
Well, just like you, and as you hinted at the beginning of the show, I was outside today reading the first chapter of the book on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, and the first chapter of the book is about the Ricketts family taking over the Cubs and buying them from the Tribune, who was at the time going bankrupt. I want to ask him about when the Ricketts family took over. He outlines a lot of things about the organization that was just so behind the times. Every other organization in baseball, it was at 2009 when the Ricketts family bought the organization.
Yep.
And in 2009, there were so many things about that team that were just from the 60s. You just wouldn't recognize it in modern time. And I want to know his favorite kind of anecdote that he found out about the organization when the Ricketts family took over and the problems that they kind of had to fix, because as he outlines in his book, there were a boatload of them.
We're going to play Race to Win for a second time coming up in hour number three tonight. The NFL win totals we mentioned to kick off the program tonight. CBS Sports is taking a look division by division, and they're starting with, I believe they're doing two a day, and it just so happens that the NFC North was right out of the gate. And I've got the four in front of me here, and then I've got last year's record. And so I'm just going to go ahead and start at the bottom, and that's with the Chicago Bears, Alex. They were 3-13 a year ago. And the over-under right now for wins and the Bears in 2017 is 5.5, which means they would have to be 3 wins better than they were a year ago. If you were in Las Vegas and I gave you $100, would you A, bet that on the Bears winning more than 5.5 games, or B, you would put that in your pocket and say that would be a bad bet?
So you said, so if you gave me $100, would I bet
you
over?
You can't bet the under. You have to say,
nope.
Okay.
This team is going to be bad with a capital B.
Okay. Mitchell Trubisky's not going to come riding in his beat-up car.
If he plays this year, that would be one of the biggest mistakes that this regime has made, and I just can't see that happening. If you were to ask me, would they be over or under 3.5, I would have a tough time guessing that they're going to have a better year than they did last year. I just have absolutely no faith in this team. They didn't address really any of their defensive issues, which were a little bit overshadowed by the fact that they still don't have a quarterback and everything that happened with Jay Cutler and now bringing in Mike Glennon. But you're telling me that a Mike Glennon team is going to be worth 3 more wins and a defense that really hasn't been improved? They passed on several guys that could have helped them defensively right away. There is absolutely no way that I think the Chicago Bears are going to win 6 or more games this year.
Bears fans, would you be willing to bet that over right now? 5.5 wins on May 11th. Would you bet the over? 366-1600. You can let us know on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, or you can call Jeff Downing, and he'll get you patched through on the board. The Minnesota Vikings last year were 8-8. The win total on the Vikes this year is 8.5. Will Minnesota have a better team this year than it did last year record-wise?
I think so. And I would even say that this is a sleeper to win the division. Obviously, I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers, and we'll get to the Packers in a second. But the Minnesota Vikings have done, I think that Mike Zimmer is following a similar blueprint to what you're seeing Bill O'Brien accomplish in Houston. He's building up that defense. They're going to need to find somebody complimentary to go with Linval Joseph, because Sharif Floyd, their other defensive tackle, is probably never going to play another football game. But defensively, they're set. It's about the offensive side of the football. Can Riley Reiff, former Iowa Hawkeye, step in at left tackle and solve the issues that they've had with TJ Clemmings, who was probably the worst tackle in the NFL, and Sam Bradford was constantly on his back because he had no protection last year? And can Latavius Murray and Dalvin Cook step in and be the main option in that offense? I think they can. I would say probably 9 or 10 wins for the Minnesota Vikings, and I'd say I'm pretty confident on the over.
I'm with you so far on both your selections here. I would not say that the Bears are 3 wins better than they were a year ago, and there's just something about 8.5 and the Vikings. If they win one more game this year than they did a year ago, that bet would cash, because they'd be 9-7. A team that was 9-7 a year ago, the Detroit Lions, over under 8 wins for the Lions. That's always tough, because the number very well could be 8.
Exactly. I'm going to say under a little bit. This is just, And I truly feel bad for Matthew Stafford because I think he gets a bad rap, but he came into a situation. And I think for some of these quarterbacks, it's all about timing. And when he came into this organization, they were the worst in the league. I think he's a really good quarterback, but he is prone to some mistakes, which with this offense, there's nothing on the outside that really scares me. Golden Tate and Marvin Jones are two or three options in a normal offense. Eric Ebron is a guy who is fairly inconsistent at the tight end position, and this was the worst rushing offense in the league last year. And I don't understand how that's going to get a lot better. I get that they added TJ Lang from the Green Bay Packers to shore up that offensive line, but I just don't trust the Detroit Lions when push comes to shove.
The text line adamantly wants to know why I won't let you take the under, because it's implied. If you won't take the over, then it's implied that you're going under. So my preface to you is saying, I'd give you $100, you either have to put it in your pocket or you have to risk it on the over. That's the premise.
I'm putting it in the pocket every time. I definitely understood the premise.
So where were you on the Lions?
I'm going to say eight? Under. Under.
Under? Okay. Are they better than they were a year ago at 9-7? Right now, I look at them and I say no. And I think that's why the number is where it's at right now. But I would be tempted to say that they could be a 9-win team again if things sort of broke their way. The one that I'm really curious about, and I want to see the folks on the text line weigh in, we've got a lot of Vikings fans that are saying 8.5 is, they're either going to win 7 or they're going to win 9. So that number is right where it needs to be, according to the Vikings fans out there on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Green Bay, 10-6 a year ago, and 10 wins is the number right now. Over under 10 wins for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, the Olivia Munn-free Aaron Rodgers.
Give me the over. It's going to depend on health, because I think last year the health in the secondary, they barely had enough players to field a secondary late in that season and in the playoffs. They add a guy like Kevin King, and I think he's a guy who has enough durability to get through an entire rookie season and be an effective player on the back end for the Packers, which I think is where most of their question marks kind of reside. The running back position is always a question mark for the Green Bay Packers, but I'll venture to say that as long as Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, this is never going to be even really a 45-50% run team. This is going to be Aaron Rodgers' team. So as long as number 12 is the quarterback there, I think they're at least a 10-win team. And with the additions that they made in the draft and returning pretty much all of the weapons that they had last year at the wide receiver position, I think they are a better team than they were last year. I'll say 11.
I would not bet over 10 wins. It's either going to be a push or under, but I think saying 11-5 or better for the Packers at this point would be a little bit of a stretch, although I am interested to see if we do get a different Aaron Rodgers this year, whether or not that really was the distraction. I think that it's sort of a cop-out to make that claim, but you had his brother on The Bachelorette, and his personal life came under the microscope. And the whole situation with him dating Olivia Munn, and I think that sort of rolled in with the family issues. Maybe he was a little bit distracted. But when I look at this team and the pieces that they've put around him, I don't necessarily know if they've done enough to at least move them in the right direction, move them off of that 10-6 record they had a year ago.
When people talk about distractions last year, what are they referring to? The start to the season? Because they did win out and they made it to the NFC Championship.
Something changed about maybe a third of the way, not quite halfway through the season. And they did get on a roll and they did continue to win. And then I don't know. I don't know whether I read a lot of stuff online and from reputable sources, by the way, not fake news. I don't know what to believe and what to put stock in and what not to. But a lot of people that covered that team last year said they couldn't put their finger on it. Something was wrong. Something was off. And then it's as if a cloud lifted and he was Aaron Rodgers again. Now, does he have enough pieces around him? Is the offensive line going to be a little bit better? We haven't talked about them losing Micah Hyde to free agency in Buffalo, and they tried to address that through the draft. But it's going to be an interesting season, I think, in the NFC North. And we'll continue maybe in the days and weeks to come taking a look at some of these other over-unders. But I just thought by pure coincidence with CBS Sports starting in the NFC North today, what better time to take a look than on May 11th. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. David Kaplan from CSN Chicago said to join us at the top of the hour. He's going to talk a little bit about his brand new book that's just been out for a couple weeks, as well as the current state of the Chicago Cubs as they get ready for a big weekend series against the St. Louis Cardinals. And we're going to get you ready for that series tomorrow at Coach's Corner in Iowa City. That's the unofficial home of the Cardinals, except most of the Cardinal fans are going to be on a bus trip to Busch Stadium tomorrow. So I don't think we'll see Sean. Stop on in and join us from 4 until 7. Happy hour actually starts at 3 o'clock. If you've never been there before, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City. I expect it to be busy. I expect to see a lot of black and gold in there tomorrow. The Hawkeyes have their final home Big Ten series against Ohio State. It's also the Iowa baseball golf outing and the 1972 College World Series reunion tomorrow. Reached out. I'm trying to get Jim Sundberg lined up on the program, an outstanding defensive catcher in the 70s and 80s. Played on that 1985 Kansas City Royals World Series championship squad. He was the pivotal member of that 1972 Iowa baseball team. We'll see if we can touch base with him and maybe get him on the program at some point tomorrow. I'm not terribly optimistic, but I would love to pick his brain and get some stories about not only his time at Iowa, but the many years that he spent in the major leagues. 4:53, about 10 minutes away from talking with Cap at the top of the hour. Cub fans, be patient. I know you're looking forward to it. We'll step aside. We'll check in on the IIAC baseball tournament, maybe give you some score updates and more on your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update, which is on the way after this.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Ferguson Facilities Supply has the products, services, and solutions facility and property managers need when and where they need them. We offer a vast array of janitorial, lighting, HVAC, hardware, safety, and plumbing products, and that's just the first half of our catalog. And with nationwide coverage, we deliver directly to your facility, making sure you have everything you need to get the job done. Because at Ferguson, relationships are the most important thing we maintain. Learn more at Ferguson.com.
Tickets to see Kid Rock at the Iowa State Fair, August 20th. On the way, your chance to win sometime between now and 7 o'clock. And as promised, since we didn't have a winner earlier, we will play Race to Win a second time coming up in hour number 3. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. Jeff Downing, our associate producer on the other side of the glass, ready to fire off another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll start with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They salvaged the final game of their 3-game series at Dayton last night, winning 6-5. It took them extra innings, though, Shane Carrier wound up driving home the eventual game winner with a single in the top of the 10th inning. Cedar Rapids now begins a three-game series in Bowling Green, Kentucky against the Hot Rods tonight at 6:35. It'll be right-hander Sean Poppin starting for Cedar Rapids. The IIAC baseball tournament got underway today. A couple games already final. Coe defeated Luther 3-1, and it took extra innings, 10 of them to be exact, or 10 innings to be exact, one extra inning. But Buena Vista wound up a 5-4 winner over Central. That sets the table for Game 3, which is underway right now at Veterans Memorial Stadium, featuring Buena Vista. And then number one seed Wartburg will face Coe tonight at 7:30. That game also at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And Iowa starts its postseason softball run tonight. At least it's what the Hawks will hope will become a run. Iowa faces Wisconsin in the final game of today's opening round at the Big Ten softball tournament in Ann Arbor. The Badgers took two of three games from the Hawkeyes during conference play. If Iowa happens to win tonight, they'd face number three seed Ohio State tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And that is, I think I neglected to say, it's Dubuque that Buena Vista is playing right now at Veterans Memorial Stadium. At least they're scheduled. That game was scheduled to get underway at 4:15. I'm assuming that it's underway right now. So just because the Colonels are not at home doesn't mean that there's not baseball to be played at Vets.
Now, this is only the second time that he will have been on our show, but the first time, you were like a kid in a candy store all day when you knew that David Kaplan was coming on the show, and then this time as well. You're always excited to have the Catman on.
I am. He's a big-time Cub fan, but he knows what he's talking about, and this book's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to chatting with him. David Kaplan from CSN Chicago and ESPN 1000 joins us to kick off hour number two.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and the countdown clock is ticking. Don't miss out on the opportunity to deliver the smile that only comes from 1-800-Flowers.com.